Lewis?
Yes, I am. Good morning.
Good morning. We'll go ahead and call the Municipal Utility Commission to order, today being Monday, October 22nd, 11:45 a.m. Any changes to the agenda at all? If not, look for approval for the consent agenda.
So moved.
Second.
We have a resolution and a second. Any questions? Matt, I would draw your attention to the bill payments. Starting on page 2, there's an item for Crow River Construction, and General Manager Heron, if I could have you address that for us.
Thank you, Commissioner Mattern. On the bills, one listing that I'd like to point out is, as Commissioner Mattern pointed to, it has to do with Crow River Construction. In there, the bottom listing, bottom last project of the listing, $76,018, that has to do with a water main that actually Joe Bergelman's working with the city on for a number of years trying to get it replaced. We were forced to replace that when the city was doing a project tying in that main broke, and it broke again, and it was finally decided between the city and us to go in and replace roughly 900 feet. Out of that $76,000, approximately $12,000 will be reimbursed, and the city is also taking care of all the any street patching, street work, driveway work that has to be done on the project in addition to that. So that project has been completed, and where we quit at the end of the 900 feet, we're heading west, will be picked up either next spring or the following spring through the Y project, because there's additional footage out there that needs to be replaced. So
thank you, John. Any other questions on this at all? All right, seeing none, Beth, if you could bring the roll, please.
Certainly. Commissioner Mattern?
Aye.
Mabul?
Aye.
Weber?
Aye.
DeBleek?
Aye.
Magnuson?
Aye.
That carries. Thank you. Next on the agenda, we have financial report updates. Director of Finance Runge, please.
Thank you. We'll start out looking at the electric division. Year to date, we have revenues of $25,297,982. That is $1.8 million ahead of last year at this point in the year. Expenses were at $19.4 million. Last year, we were at $18.2 million, so a little over $1 million, $1.165 million higher on expenses. Overall margins, $4,360,979 compared to last year's $3.7 million. We're about $657,000 ahead of last year in our net margins on the electric side. Keep in mind, looking at power costs, to look at all three of the sections, which include our power plant costs and our purchase power. And as we had indicated, they will slightly go up for the next couple of years before going down due to the contracts that we're in and the escalators in those contracts. Moving on to the water division. Revenues are $2,047,391. Compared to last year, we're about $150,000 ahead of last year. Expenses, $1.3 million compared to $1.1 million last year, so about $200,000 higher in expenses. Overall margin, $763,075, or about $70,000 ahead of last year in our net margins for water. Moving on to the heating division, revenues are down as we have had customers move out of the system, $623,070 year to date. Operating expenses, $331,209 compared to last year's $374, so very similar. Overall margins, $313,240. It's $89,000 ahead of last year. A large portion of that was our reallocation of the pilot payment to the city. All stays on the electric side, and last year it was reflected in the water. In summary, all divisions combined, we're sitting at margins of $5.437 million compared to $4.6 million last year, year to date. Any questions on the financial statements?
Doesn't look like it.
Okay. Moving on, we'll look at the investments. The bar cap measuring tool that we indicated in our policy earlier in the year is at 0.76. We are sitting at 1.51% year to date.
Looking much healthier.
Yes.
That looks good. Any other questions? All right. Thank you, Denise.
Yep. Thank you.
Next on the agenda, Looking at the liens for unpaid utility bills, Ms. Stumpf, please.
Good morning, Commissioners. Before I get started on the document that was included in your packet, I'll go over some preview information on our bad debt. Accounts that are finalized after 3 months of no activity on the account are rolled off for bad debt. Our uncollectibles year-to-date are $44,732. Within that dollar amount, there was a bankruptcy, a large business that filed bankruptcy, which was Herbert Reserve Bond Fund that went home. So $20,000 of that is incorporated into that $44,000. Our Minnesota Revenue Recapture Program that's designed to help us recuperate or aid in our collections for our bad debt. $22,407 were submitted in claims this year to date. $16,603 were collected. In the attachment that you have in your packet, letters were sent out to the following individuals. They were given an opportunity to appear in front of the commission before we assess the lien against their property. With no one responding, I request that the commission accept this list that's attached for non-payment utility bills. And we place a lien with the city clerk and the county auditor's office in the amount of $3,054.66.
Any questions on this? Stacy, the last account that's listed, is that residential or is that like a rental unit, commercial?
Actually, everyone on this list is a residential unit. There are three of the properties that are rental units.
Okay. I would look for a resolution for approval on the liens.
So move.
Second.
We have a resolution and a second. Any discussion? Beth, if you could do roll.
Commissioner Mabou.
Aye.
Weber.
Aye.
DeBleek.
Aye.
Magnuson.
Aye.
Mattern.
Aye. That carries. Thank you. Thank you, Stacy. All right, next on the agenda, SWOT updates, strategic planning, financial policies, and our facilities. And I don't know, Mr. Marty, are you kicking us off again?
Yes, sir.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. As mentioned, we have the strategic planning for this month is the financial policies and the facility. Looking at the summary page, the three items that are in this page, the first one being under financial, under weaknesses, the benchmark policies, and the action needed is to develop those policies using industry standards, and the action taking, I'll be looking at the APPA's benchmark with their year-end evaluation. Our target date for completion on that project is April of 19. There's two items under facility. First one under weaknesses being our current facilities, and it has to do with replacing the heating systems on our three buildings, and that is actually budgeted for 2019. So it's more of a heads up that we'll be working on that first of the year, getting quotes for those projects. And then under facilities, under opportunities, as set in the timeline, next year we'll be budgeting for identifying and purchasing land or a site for a future office or facility. And that, like I mentioned, is budgeted in 2019. So unless there's any other questions, looking through the both the financial and the facility whole listing, that is all we had this month. Fairly quiet.
Thank you. Any questions?
I have a question. I've been, trying to really understand. Is this now a strategic plan update, or this is just a SWOT analysis? Because it's kind of a little bit different to compare. So, kind of a little bit confused on that.
The update, the are you speaking regarding the summary?
Yeah, the summary here, because it's strategic planning.
What we did there is pull items from the two SWOT listings that we felt were more organizational in structure and not so much. A lot of those items in there are day-to-day business that we take care of as staff. So what we did is pulled out the items that are a little bit more organizational and structure that have to do more with the commission, bigger projects. So that's what we're bringing forward, you know, with the summary sheet.
Yeah, I understand that, but I was just kind of a little bit wondering because when, you know, looking at now as a SWOT analysis, if, you know, because I know this is pulled out from the strategy and, you know, of course you can plug it back in, but in terms of the, you know, strategy, you know, like what is now, if you're going all the way through, you know, we, you know, I see the weakness, but what will be the threat to, you know, what will be, you know, the challenge that could threaten this specific action that could be maybe more problematic or just kind of high level. So I was just, you know, kind of a little bit, you know, because I'm very much understanding how the strategic plan and SWOT analysis works. So it would be really nice to maybe call it more SWOT analysis and just pick it from the strategic plan.
Okay.
You know, so this will kind of help, you know.
That's actually good feedback because I think Michelle and I will be working on this towards the end of this year and updating the SWOT analysis with staff. So if you'd like to see, you know, if it is a threat, for example, you know, you'd also like to identify an opportunity for that. We can probably narrow down into that. Michelle has some thoughts.
I was just going to add to that is something that we've talked about. We'll have our strategic plan for staff, and then we'll have more of a commission-focused strategic plan. So this was kind of our first stab at it in a while. So it has a lot of things that are more staff-related, and we'll split those out in the future.
Is that helpful? That's helpful. Yeah. Thank you for your comments, sir. That's helpful. Anything else? All right. Thank you for the update. Appreciate that. Next on the agenda, firm gas contract update. Ms. Carlson.
Thank you. This is informational only. A little bit of background first is to remind you that a year ago we made the decision to discontinue generating 5 megawatts of energy around the clock and that we would purchase the energy on the MISO market. The reason we always generated energy was for the steam byproduct that supplied steam to the district heating. Now, without that generation, we needed to run package boiler 4 that is strictly for supplying steam to the district heat. With that, we also needed firm gas so that if there was a gas curtailment, we would be able to consume gas without any penalties. Because the district heat load would continue to change as district heat customers transitioned over to their choice of heating, we needed to be able to change the demand for each planning year to coincide more closely with the new reduced load. The gas industry has a November 1st to October 31st planning year, much like MISO's capacity planning year, which starts June 1st through May 31st of each year. So, now on to the firm gas contract. We needed to calculate the amount of winter and summer demand for the next planning year, plus provide estimated volumes of gas for each month. After analyzing the district heat data and the projected reduction of load for the forecasted year, and we reduced the demand as follows. So last year for winter, we contracted 1,200 dekatherms a day. And for this next planning year for the winter, we dropped that demand down to 600 dekatherms a day. Last year's summer demand was 200 dekatherms a day, and we have now dropped that down to 75 dekatherms a day. Our gas consultant, Train Energy Management, put out an RFP on our behalf, and there were two bids. World Fuels came in at $1,500 less than the other bid. Last year's contract was also with World Fuels, so we felt confident to award this contract to them as we've been satisfied with their service.
The new contract was finalized on October 1st, and we will need to go through this process one more time, this time next year, so that we would include the total decommissioning of the district heat on July 1st of next year. And the actual planning year will end on October 31st of next year. But I believe we can still, if everything looks like we will have zero load by July 1st, we can elect zero demand and we'd be okay with that. Okay, any questions on that?
Doesn't look like it. Thank you, Chris, for the update on that. I know this has been a process for some time, and so again, I think a lot of the work that has been done in the past is helpful as we move forward on this. So, thank you. All right, next on the agenda, wind turbine update, Mr. Marty again.
Thank you, Commissioner Mannering. As shown in the wind turbine update for September, we had a decent month, 545,469 kilowatt hours. Both units were available. Number three was available 97.2% of the time and 97.8% for number four. We also began, it's not noted here, but we also began semi-annual maintenance late in September. So those numbers reflect that. That might have been a little bit higher had we not done maintenance. As far as kilowatt hours. And then semi-annual maintenance, just as a heads up, carried over into October, as well as currently there's some blade repairs by a third-party vendor going on in the last couple weeks. We hope to wrap those up by Wednesday, weather permitting, and then they'll be back again in the spring to wrap up some cosmetic repairs.
Thank you. Any other questions on wind turbines? All right, thank you, Kevin. We are at the General Manager's Report.
Thank you, Commissioner Mannering. First one, MOA with the city on October 8th. I attended the City Council meeting. The City Council approved that, so the MOA for the water main replacement fire hydrant discussion that was ongoing here for the last while has been completed. Labor Committee meeting still to be determined. Future meetings coming up. Missouri River Area meeting on October 24th in Alexandria. Commissioner DeBleek will be attending along with four staff members will be attending that meeting. And then we've been informed by MMUA of the dates for our legislative conference in St. Paul, as well as the legislative conference in D.C. And our legislative conference in D.C., if it works for any of the commissioners, we need to have room reservations made, I think, by the end of this week, Friday. Yeah, so if anybody can make that interested in attending the legislative conference, please let Beth know here before the end of the week, and we'll book rooms accordingly. That would conclude my report, Commissioner Mannering.
Thank you. Anything else to come before the commission today? If not, I'd entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. We are adjourned. Thank you.
Thanks.
Yeah.